Some of the best paying jobs in Wyoming are in the oil and gas industry, but only 10% are held by women. Energy companies are trying to attract more women to fill open positions, but women who do want to enter the field for the higher paying jobs face a lot of barriers. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
On a training rig on the outskirts of Casper, a group of young men in hard hats gathers around the rig elevators high up on the rig floor. The instructor, Cliff Sherwood, is showing them how to swing two massive pieces of metal and pull them back to latch together around the rig's pipe.
Anybody want to try this one? Huh? All right.
A student steps forward and gives it a try. Sherwood corrects him, stressing that proper technique is important.
No. In other words, if you're a little far this way, you may have to step to one side to latch it.
Rig workers have to be able to lift very heavy weights for long hours and often in bad weather. And Sherwood says because of these physical demands, a lot of his male students don't stick it out. As for women,
they've never made it through the door.
There's not a single woman in Sherwood's class, and very few women in the energy industry at all. Part of the reason is that so many of the jobs are very physically demanding. But it's also the schedule that's the problem. Rig workers are often out in the field far away from home for weeks on end, which is tough if you have children. Tika Perry is a single mom. She's taking a 6-week training course to become a welder and wants to get a job with the energy industry. She's got her childcare covered for the 6 weeks.
It's actually a home daycare, just a family friend of ours. She said that she would watch him for the 6 weeks that I do the class.
But she's not sure her friend will be able to continue the childcare once Perry gets a full-time job. She knows she's going to be working long hours and sometimes won't get home until late at night. And few, if any, energy companies offer childcare, especially outside the regular 9-to-5 workday. And as if a lack of childcare isn't enough, there's the problem of discrimination. Kelly Combs has been a pump truck operator for Halliburton for 2.5 years. She says she's experienced sexist comments on the job, and she feels like she has to work harder to get the same recognition her male coworkers receive.
Every day still, when there's new people out here, whether it be the people that we work for or my coworkers, you know, it's me being a female, and, you know, they're looking at me and judging me a lot more than their male counterparts.
Even so, Combs says she enjoys her job, especially working in the outdoors and collaborating on a team. And because her schedule gives her long breaks, she can travel all over the world.
I've been to Spain and I've been to Bucharest, Romania. Last year I went to Moscow and next year I'll go to Tanzania.
Combs is single, so the around-the-clock shifts don't compete with her family life. Her company, Halliburton, is trying to attract more women like her. They currently have a 19% female workforce. Lisa Finch is their diversity and inclusion officer.
Well, I think anytime you bring into the candidate pool an additional skill set or additional options, that's always a benefit. And considering that, you know, women are, they're half the population, that is a benefit to us.
Combs says another benefit is that women can help make the workplace safer, which is critical since Wyoming has a bad track record for workplace injuries and deaths. She says she's become a role model for her coworkers.
I don't work as fast as the other guys, but I can get the job done. They actually follow my lead now because it's safer.
But for many women, the obstacles are just too daunting. Representative Kathy Connolly wrote a report on Wyoming's gender wage gap, which is the worst of any state in the country. She says one of the big things keeping women away from the energy industry is the transient workforce and the reputation the industry has for violence and drugs and alcohol.
And the reality here of man camps is, you know, it's a reality. You've got a pocket full of cash, right? You're out of work for 5-8 days. You hang out with your buddies. That's not the best environment for thinking about community stability. It just isn't.
Not the right environment for community stability, and therefore not an attractive workplace for many women. Connolly says if companies want to hire more women, they have to change the work culture. For example, offering schedules that allow for a home life and childcare outside the regular 9-to-5 hours. Connolly says if that doesn't happen, the energy industry will likely continue to be mostly male-dominated, offering women much fewer options for high-paying jobs in the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.